All right, let's move on to James Owens.
Why? Why does the inspiration for song fight never arrive until the last day at midnight? Why, when I have a song and am able, why is the studio full of bad cable?
Meta. Why do the instruments? Sometimes I don't mind meta.
Yeah, I don't mind meta at all. You know, we lean on that a little bit from time to time.
More than once.
I like meta. Yeah, well, I like meta when it's done well and when it brings something, you know, to the table. This song, though, that's pretty much it. I mean, he may as well have written it down and submitted it in texts, you know.
It's spoken word meta. That's even harder.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the music to it, but that's pretty much it. I mean, it's like, here's a poem about song fight. And I would
prefer apologies to Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing to hum along with here. There's nothing to bop out to. And so, I mean, there's kind of no reason for this to be a song. This is for the song fight folks on the boards. And that's not invalid or anything.
It's kind of know your audience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it calls back to the last time I was on this podcast, right?
It does. I couldn't help but notice that. Why does my new song sound like a classic? Which is funny because the piano part that's playing while he speaks that line is like a ripoff of the Morris Albert song from the 70s, Feelings. Like if you go back and listen to it, it's like note for note Feelings.
Okay, let's harp on that. Let's make it niche.
But you know, it's even more meta that,
like,
way, right?
Cars. I mean, I thought it was, you know, it sounded really lovely. I mean, like, I thought it was one of the best sounding entries. Like, the piano sounded really nice. The vocal sounded really good and warm, you know. But yeah, I mean, it just didn't have a lot of like just lasting value beyond being like, oh, hey, somebody's making a joke about something that I said, you know, about their song in the past. But like, I don't know, like, it just, I have a hard time getting a lot of lasting value out of anything that's like a meta song about song fight, you know. Like, maybe a little bit, you know, a little nod or something would be nice, but I feel like having the entire song kind of be that feels like a bit much to me.
Yeah, I
don't hate or resent this song, but you know, there wasn't any real payoff. I thought there's nothing that's gonna make me want to hear this song ever again, you know. So yeah, I got the Rick Ocasek line, fine. You know, maybe if I were in a better mood, I'd LOL, but I didn't. And that fake oboe was not necessary. I'd probably also complain if it was just, you know, G and P. But yeah, I thought that oboe was a little cheesy. It's like if I tried to pass that oboe past you, Chumpy, you would say, oh, no. You'd say, oboe, oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah. That oboe will not stand.
Yeah, it was kind of cheesy.
You're like, we're gonna spend $400 on a better fake oboe.
That kind of makes me sound dumb, but it does sound like something I would do.
It you're a perfectionist, sort of.
It's cheaper than a real oboe and like oboe lessons,
or hiring an oboe player for a session.
I mean, you could probably get an oboe player on Fiverr, like a real oboe for pretty cheap.
Yeah, those 20 listeners are really going to appreciate it.
There's a lot of discussion on the boards about the lyrics to this song. I don't know if you guys have been following that.
Yeah, Fluffy was so angry about it, she moved them to another thread.
There were like three other threads, actually. Well, I think like she moved them to another thread, and I like started another thread somewhere else, and I don't know, it was like a mess. But to be honest, I haven't gone back and like listened to whatever these very specific criticisms were that other Jim of Seattle was talking about.
Right.
With the song, I didn't notice anything when I was listening to this that kind of jumped out at me as like, oh, that's, you know, that seems weirdly phrased, or that seems like too many syllables. Like, I think if I'm reading through the lyrics and just kind of reading them in my head, you know, there's a few places like the guitar strap line, I think, sounded kind of like there are too many words in there, or like the stresses were in the wrong places. But I didn't notice it when I was listening to the song, so I don't think that really matters, you know, in my opinion. But, you know, I think it doesn't really matter that much, because I think I'm probably, you know, like just the other things that we talked about, you know, that I don't really get enough out of this song to feel like I'm probably going to vote for this one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just kind of a meta joke and then it's gone.
It might not stop me from going on the boards and completely misunderstanding both of their points in that argument and coming in with my own just to troll them. So I'll think about that.
Please do. Started with red though. Or, you know, just go back to the original thread.
Hey, Threadicate is important.
I think that's going to be an investment in time, though, right? If it's if it got split up into three threads, then that's a bunch of people talking about different issues, semi-related to, I don't know.
Right.
I'm and just
probably in aggregate, it's more time than that was spent, you know, composing and recording and performing the song.